Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on itoin.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. Summer is coming and that means vacation, but if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow and that means nothing from last summer will fit and we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store.
Okay, I'm super excited because I'm an Idol fanatic. I've been watching Idol like way back in the day to now. And I have three of the people that just got voted off. Actually, I found out that they were in the building and I was like, you bring them here right now. Like, I'm obsessed with them. So I have Ada, Michelle, and Dennis. So my name's Jana. Hi.
Nice hey, Jana.
I feel like I'm like the fan here. This is so cool. I am. I'm a country singer and I'm also an actress and this is my new podcast and I heard that you guys were here and I just fangirled the crap out. Oh, wait, they're all here because my husband and I watched the show and you guys were like our top three.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
So I literally said last night, I'm not watching anymore. I was pissed. Can I say that word? I was pissed. America got it completely wrong. I mean, like, I'm not even just saying that because you guys are here, but you guys are, first of all, you guys are stars. Every, one of you guys are stars. You have your original, like, you guys look like stars. I mean...
Oh, you just gave me so much motivation right now. You don't understand. I'm feeling it all the way through my blood.
What?
My
veins. You're like a little Selena, but like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like J-Lo. I mean, like you're the next J-Lo, 100%.
That's what I hope to be. Yes.
You're going. Do you want to do Broadway?
No.
You don't? Well, no. I got that one wrong. No. You don't want to do Broadway? Because I see you being like a star on Broadway.
I totally would. And it would be, I'm going to take any opportunities that come my way, you know, regardless of what they may be. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take any and everything. I would really like to pursue a career in mainstream music is really mainstream what I want music. To do. I want to be the first drag queen to really be the real mainstream, you know, artist that represents on a bigger scale than anyone ever has.
Right. So is that Adam and Ada wants to do that?
Adam's had his chance.
It will be Ada.
Yeah, record labels, TV shows, none of that. I'm just not commercial enough as myself. So I just needed something that pushed me over the edge as a musician and as an artist. And it just turns out that Ada was that for me. So
right. Mm-hmm. And I guess I want to know, like, what was it for you that, like, because I know what it is, but what did you not think translated for America?
I don't think it necessarily didn't translate so much as I've gotten a lot of comments and things on my social media. People said, we weren't worried about you, so we didn't vote.
Right.
So
probably for all of you guys, because I mean that's what, and I mean, truth be told, I didn't know that it was freaking same time airing. Mm-hmm. So when when we watched it at 8 o'clock here, I was like, previously taped. I was like, what? Like, I missed that somehow when they were talking about last week. So I didn't even get to vote for you guys. So I'm so sorry, because I'm like, I was one of the ones that I would have voted for every single one of you guys.
That's all. Yeah. I mean, that's just how and the cookie crumbles.
Laughs. So how did that, like, I feel like you totally got screwed.
Yeah. Well, I've been hearing a lot of that all day.
It's like people had 2 minutes to vote for you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's part of it, though. I think I was in the bottom last week. And to be honest, I'm not a psychic, so I didn't foresee this, but it was something that I thought about. Like, you know, every time I go on stage, you know, especially in a competition like this, it's either you do well or you do bad. There's, you know, there's never really an in between. So with that particular thing, I feel like I did very well last night. So it didn't throw me for a loop that I wasn't voted through, because I wasn't voted in the last week. I think the judges just, and you know, it's funny enough, we all were in the bottom the week before.
Right.
You know, me, her, him, and me.
What do you, is you it know? Just her,
I have
him?
No preference. I have people that have known me since I was a kid that call me Adam when I'm in drag, and then people that have only known me as Ada that call me Ada when I'm out of drag, so.
Right, yeah. Okay. Can you just do that one note? Because I can't do that. Like, I'm trying to make my husband sing it, because he's a terrible singer, and I was like, I can't even. I'm like, how did you go? So good. Yeah. Oh, I mean, that, I love that song. Thank you, guys. Please don't give me the political answer. Who do you guys want to win? And don't say, oh, it should be great for everybody.
Oh, no, I mean, it's clear that there were three people from Philly left and on the competition, and I was one of them. You can do your research and find out who the other two are, but just know that I'm a huge Philly fan. Leave it at that.
Okay, yeah. What about you two?
I'm going for everybody, honestly. I don't have a preference. Okay. I know it's hard, but I just got so close to each one of them that I don't want to say, oh, I'm voting for this or I'm voting for the other.
Right. And what do you, like, what do you see yourself, like, what do you want to just go mainstream as well?
Mainstream, yeah, that's something that's definitely been on my mind. You know what, I'm not gonna lie, I'm still trying to figure it out. Where do I want to go exactly? So
like
I feel
back
like
to Venezuela.
No, not musically. No,
as in like that.
No, musically.
I know, I was like,
which part?
I know. Like, you're not talking like country or pop.
No.
Okay, I was like, girl.
So yeah, and like you said, a lot of people compare me with J-Lo, Selena, and stuff like that, and I do see myself being not like them, because I don't want to copy anybody. I want to be my own, you know, Michelle.
You're your own
Suzette
version. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do want to be at that level of just making the music that I love and keeping my Latino roots.
When are you going to see your mom?
Whenever I become a citizen. That's like 4 years from now. Years from now. And then she'll be able to come.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That must be so hard.
It is.
Because I was like hoping your mom was going to surprise you on the episode. But it was awesome that your aunt did. But like, I was just like, oh, girl, a girl needs her mom, especially in LA. Are you going to stay in LA?
Yes.
Are you guys all staying in LA?
Yeah, I live here.
Okay, you live here now. Okay.
I can't afford it.
It's expensive. I can't either. So like, it's expensive. Where do you live again?
San Antonio, Texas is my home base.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I love you guys. Thank you so much for popping on the podcast with me.
Thank you. It means
the world to me. And I'm going to be rooting for you guys and from this journey on. Because I'm telling you what, like, I've been turned down from labels. I got signed. I've been dropped. And you can still, like, you have fans. You guys have the platform. Like, keep going. Keep doing it.
Sure.
Because I promise you, like, this is only the beginning. And I know
Absolutely.
People are like, it's hard to know in this moment. But you, when people like jump on board with you, they're there with you forever.
Mm.
So
thank you for that.
You got this, okay?
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. That's awesome.